Whenever U.S. presidents since Herbert Hoover has stayed at your hotel, you know you've got a masterpiece. We'll head to the desert for a look at that famous resort on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
The history of this hotel dates to a time when Phoenix was seemingly an isolated desert city.
There were two men, Warren and Charles MacArthur, and they would come to town and they had owned a local Dodge dealership, so they were known as the Dodge Brothers. They envisioned an oasis in the desert, and their brother, Albert Chase MacArthur, was an architect who had studied with Frank Lloyd Wright.
The Dodge Brothers, as they were known, had the money and the architect to create an idyllic resort called the Arizona Biltmore, just north of Phoenix. Becky Blaine says in the 1930s, this ridgetop afforded more benefits than just the view.
During Prohibition times, we had they call a secret room, the mystery room, where the men would actually have their brandy and cigars, and there was a glass ceiling. We have a spotlight on top of the building, so if they saw a raid coming from town, they could shine the light over the glass ceiling. The men could turn the bookcase around and hide everything and exit down the back staircase.
The Biltmore began operation in 1929, but the timing of construction coincided with the stock market crash, and soon ownership passed to a name well known for chewing gum.
The Wrigleys entered the picture in 1929. William Wrigley was actually one of the original investors in the project with the MacArthur brothers. And after the stock market crash, most of the other investors had lost all of their money, and Wrigley was actually able to become the sole owner of the hotel at that time. The original construction costs went from what they projected to be $1 million to about $2.5 million.
Overlooking the Biltmore, Wrigley built his own mansion, which today serves as a premier restaurant in the area.
Wrigley liked the area, and he built that home actually as an anniversary present to his wife. They lived in it together for about 4 years before he actually died. He passed away in 1932.
The Biltmore continues to serve guests today, offering luxury in the desert. Traveling the countryside in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.